Brothers presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Peter Periwinkle Jones, Esquire. Hey, kids, listen to the big news. The Kellogg folks have a sweet surprise for you right now in the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops packages. Cowpokes, look for the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops package at your grocer's that says, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Peter Paul Mounds candy bars. Believe me, that's saving money, and that's good eating. Listen later for more details. Heavy action and hair-raising danger hounded United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles in most of their work as government lawmen. Once in a while, however, the gun smoke and dust of hard riding was mixed with a laugh or two, as it was when Jingles received an untimely visit from his long-winded uncle from Texas, Mr. Peter Periwinkle Jones, Esquire.
Bill, what in the thunder am I gonna do?
I don't know, Jingles. That's your problem.
Oh, now, Bill, don't talk like that. Ain't we partners?
Sure we are.
Don't we always go riding out knee to knee when we go after owl hoots and bandits?
We sure do.
And when the going gets tough, don't we share our last hunk of hardtack and what water's left, even down to the last teensy-weensy little drop? Bill, don't we?
Yep, but that doesn't mean I have to share your relatives, partner.
Oh, doggone it anyway.
You better think of something mighty quick, Jingles. The way I figured, he ought to be here today.
Well, I ain't gonna meet the stage. And when that door opens, I'm gonna get right sick all of a sudden and groan and moan and...
Jingles.
Jingles, got a tummy ache?
No, I'm dying a horrible death of measles. Oh, go away, go
Jingles,
away,
it's you. Cindy Lou Jinks. Now open your eyes. Hello there, Cindy.
Good morning, Wild Mr. Bill Hickok. I don't think Jingles has measles at all.
You don't, eh? Now, what makes you so smart, young lady?
It can't be measles because your face is all right.
It is. Well, first time anybody ever told me that.
When I had the measles, I had red splotches all over. I think you're putting on.
Putting on what?
Putting on. Like playing pretend.
Yeah, I guess I was.
It was a pretty good act at that, partner. Right? Convincing.
It didn't fool me, Wild Mr. Bill Hickok.
Oh, you're just too smart for your own pigtails.
Who are you trying to fool, Jingles?
Well, I thought you were my Uncle Peter Periwinkle Jones, Esquire, from Texas, coming in the door.
Do I look like him?
Well, not exactly, Cindy Lou. Where you're short, he's kind of tall, and where you look like peaches and cream, well... He looks more like mustard and sauerkraut, and wears a derby.
A derby? From Texas?
Yes, Cindy. You see, he drove a horse and buggy for a couple of Pinkerton detectives for about a week once, and, well, he never quite got over it.
When's he coming to Santa Fe, Jingles?
Shooting, there's Uncle Petey now. Doggone it, Bill. Come on, you gotta help me.
Let's go, Jingles.
Cindy, you better go home and get your ma to braid your pigtail.
All right, Jingles.
I thought you weren't even going to meet the stagecoach, Jingles.
Well, darn it, he's my uncle, and it's my duty to protect the town from him.
That's a nice way to look at it, partner. He's not that tough, is he?
Bill, he looks like a dressed-up length of calf rope, but he's a ring-tailed terror when it comes to making a whole town feel uncomfortable. Hey, now ain't things mighty quiet all of a sudden?
Yeah, partner, I got that idea, too.
Bill, there's a circle of men around that stagecoach with their guns drawn. And I know without looking who's inside that circle.
I'll take a look for myself, Jingles.
Well, be kind of cagey about it.
Let us through here, will you, men?
There he is, Bill. Doggone it, Uncle Pete. Holster them hog legs before you give us Joneses a bad name.
Well, howdy, Jingles. I'm glad to see you're Johnny on the job. This pack of mangy coyotes was thinking of taking my prisoner away from me, but I calculated I changed their plans of my...
Prisoner?
Yeah, what prisoner?
That longhorn maverick I got tied up in the coach there.
Bill.
We'll take a look, Jingles.
Go right ahead, Marshal. I'll just hold these hound dogs at bay while you collect the prisoner.
Bill, it's Monty Dixon.
Yeah. Untie his hands while I get this gag
loose. Hickok, have you had anything to do with this? I'll feed you to the buzzards.
Now, simmer down, Dixon. There's been some kind of a mistake here.
Yeah, a big mistake. And somebody's going to pay for it.
Bill, I told you Uncle Pete was bad news.
Where is that Texas tarantula? Out of my way, Hickok. I'm going to tear his hide off.
Hold it, Monty. Now, suppose you fold in your temper and go on your way. We'll take care of the Texan.
Yeah, Monty. He didn't mean no harm. He was just having a little joke.
He ain't going to live to joke no more.
Oh.
Grab him, boys, and we'll show him.
Stand back, you varmints, or I'll drop you.
No, Uncle Pete, you ain't got a chance.
Blast him, you jugheads. Cut him down.
Jumping sagebrush, Charlie. There's going to be double barrels sweet eating among the wranglers.
Yes, kids. Right now, there's a swell coupon in the sugar corn pops packages at your grocer's. Now, tell Mom to look for the sugar corn pops package that says right on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Peter Paul Mounds candy bars.
Imagine you get a coupon worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Mounds candy bars, and at the same time, you're getting to enjoy those good Kellogg sugar corn pops. Golden puffs of corn shot with sugar.
And say, Panhandle, Mounds is the best like coconut candy in all the world. Mounds are big bars, twice as much, twice as good, twice as fresh. Money can't buy better candy.
No siree. And when you get the sugar corn pops package that says right on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents, you can use that coupon to save 10 cents on the purchase of those delicious Peter Paul Mounds.
So, kids, ask Mom to get the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops package with the 10-cent free Mounds coupon inside. When Jingles' Uncle Pete arrived from Texas with Monty Dixon bound and gagged and faced a circle of Monty's gun hands, it didn't take long for the street to fill with gun smoke.
All right now, gents. Let's all simmer down and drift along before somebody gets hurt.
And don't nobody else reach for a sick gun or it's liable to be fatal.
Now go on, clear the street.
Come on, Uncle Pete. Doggone it, you've caused enough trouble for one day.
Hickok, you and that stringy Texan are riding for a fall. Nobody pulls a trick like that on Monty Dixon and lives to do their bragging.
I'd be careful about making any wrong moves, Monty. Your record's none too good, you know.
Yeah, we've been waiting to get something on you for a long time, Dixon.
Well, that's my last warning to you tin badge heroes. Want to drift over to my office, boys? I got something to say.
Now, Jingles, it might be a good idea to set your Uncle Pete straight.
Yes, sirree. Uncle Pete, you must have never read the story about Daniel in the lion's den, because you sure jumped in the middle of it this time.
Well, I don't see nothing to get excited about, boys, except I calculated it was a mistake to turn that Gila monster loose after I brung him in.
Now, just how come you picked on one of the meanest jaspers in the country for your foolishness?
Well, now, I'll tell you, son. Monty Dixon was talking mighty big in that stagecoach. Said he was fixing to take over this here town.
He said that?
He sure did, and more. He said the only man stopping him was Wild Bill Hickok, and that he'd take care of him before long.
Bill, I reckon that's why Monty thought you had something to do with it.
That's possible, Jingles. Well, go on, Uncle Pete.
So, being my purpose in coming west in the first place was to open up my own detective agency, I just thought I'd wrap him up and bring him in.
Yeah, and you didn't have no more authority than a... Hold it right there.
What's the matter, son? You got a sudden pain?
Yes, I have. Doggone it. Bill, I thought I heard Uncle Pete say he was going to open up his own detective agency.
I thought I did too, partner.
Well, by dad, you both may be a little thick in the head, but there ain't nothing wrong with your hearing anyways.
No, sir. You just ain't going to do it.
I've got a feeling he is, Jingles.
You're darn tootin' I am. Say, ain't that a vacant sign over there in that little office right next to yours?
Yes, but now don't you pay no attention to
it. Well, now, I'll just pull that sign down and go dicker a little with the owner.
Oh, Bill, we've got to do something.
He's your uncle, Jingle.
Now, stop saying that, Bill Hickok. You ain't helping a bit.
I got the sign, all right. By the way, Jingles, happened to know yesterday was your payday. You wouldn't mind letting your old Uncle Pete $10 for the first month's rent, would you?
Yes, I would.
Blood's thicker than water, you know, son. Ought to be worth 10 simoleons to you to have me living next door.
Yeah, next door in California. Oh, here, doggone it.
Well, thank you, boy. With you and me and Wild Bill Hickok working hand in glove, we'll have this town set to rights in no time. No time at all. Eh, Wild Bill?
You happen to notice the name of the man you're going to rent that office from, Uncle Pete?
Well, it's right here on the sign, ain't it?
It sure is. Monty Dixon.
Well, now, that's right convenient. Saves looking for a stranger.
You're not likely to be very welcome, Uncle Pete.
I reckon I can handle Dixon, Wild Bill. While I'm gone, I'd consider it right neighborly if you boys would sweep out that office of mine. I'll be back right soon.
Well, Jingles, might as well grab a broom.
I ain't gonna do it, Bill. Doggone it anyway. Why couldn't he have stayed in Texas where they got room for him?
All right. That's enough of that racket. Now listen to me. Fine bunch of gun hands you are. Let yourself get buffaloed by those three monkeys. Now don't go give me no excuses. I'm fed up with waiting to take over this town. Now I reckon's as good a time as any. All right, now we got one thing to do first. That's get rid of Hickok, his deputy, and that Texan. The rest ought to be right easy.
Well, now, Dixon, see you got a little meeting here. Hope I ain't intruding.
How'd you get in here?
I came through the door. Ain't that customary?
What'd you come for?
Got a little business with you, Dixon. Came to rent that little office you got down the street from my new detective agency.
Detective agency?
You hard of hearing? That's what I said. And I brought your vacant sign. And here's $5 for the first month's rent. Figure 10's too much, seems the place needs paint the way it does.
You got a nerve coming in here, Texas? After what you pulled on me this morning, I could gun you down and nobody'd bother to ask me a question.
Maybe. But to do that, I figure a man would have to be a mite faster than me on the draw.
You mealy-mouthed beanpole, I'll show you who's draw.
Now, Dixon, if you reach up real easy and touch your hat, I reckon the hole you'll find in it will give you something to think about before you see me again.
That roadrunner just dug his grave in Hickok's, too. We're not waiting any longer. Round up the rest of the boys and get them in here. Them three mavericks ain't going to live past sundown.
Say, partners, Kellogg's sugar corn pops sure are tops. Why, they're ready sweetened golden nuggets of corn that you can eat out of the bowl as a rip-snorting cereal, or you can eat them out of the box as a rootin'-tootin' snack. Kellogg's sugar corn pops have been shot with sugar. That means they're ready sweetened, ready set to eat. Buy the handful right out of the box, or out of the bowl as a cereal in the morning. Just pour on milk or cream. No sugar needed.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
And kids, remember, for an extra sweet treat, ask Mom to get you the Sugar Corn Pops package that says on the front of the box, coupon inside worth 10 cents on the purchase of 3 Peter Paul Mounds candy bars. You'll save 10 cents when you buy 3 of those good Mounds bars. Don't miss the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops package with the free 10-cent Mounds coupon.
As the afternoon went by, the temper of the town grew more strained. People stayed off the street or ducked in and out of doorways like mice. Word had gotten around that Monty Dixon's gang was going for a showdown with Wild Bill Hickok. Everyone waited in silence for the crash of gunfire. Everyone, that is, but little Cindy Lou, who went about her own business.
Who's that? Stand where you are.
But it's only me, Jingles.
Cindy Lou, you gotta quit popping through that door like a jack out of the box.
My goodness, Jingles, but you're jumpy.
Well, I got a right to be, and you got no business being here right now.
Why not?
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. No need to scare Cindy.
Oh, he doesn't scare me wild, Mr. Bill Hickok.
Well, that's good.
Why are you cleaning your guns?
Oh, just to keep them in good shape, Cindy.
Yeah, doggone it, Bill. Why don't we go down there and get Dixon before he has a chance to get organized?
We've got nothing to pick him up for, Jingles. And we've given him fair warning.
Yeah, but a warning don't mean nothing to a Gila monster.
Let him make his play. Then we've got legal grounds for an arrest.
What's that noise?
Oh, I think it's Uncle Pete nailing up his sign next door, Cindy.
Yeah, doggone it. He started all this. Why couldn't he have stayed in Texas?
I'm going to go see.
No, you better go on home, Cindy, where it's safe.
Howdy, little angel. What part of heaven did you come from?
Boston. But I live here now. I'm Cindy Lou, and I guess you're Uncle Pete, aren't you?
Well, now that depends. To some, I'm Uncle Pete. To others, I reckon I'm Poison.
Jingle says you started it all. Did you?
Well, if you're talking about this ruckus with Monty Dixon, I figure I just brought it to a head. Now you better run along before the shooting starts.
But I got a lot more questions.
Then they'll have to wait, honey. You scoot on home now.
All right. But I'll be back after a while.
So Jingles is saying I started this, huh? Well, then I reckon it's up to me to finish it. I'll force Monty Dixon's hand and save Wild Bill the trouble.
Hold it right there, Pete.
Well, Monty Dixon.
You ain't got a chance. One peep out of you and this .44 is going to sound like Judgment Day.
What's your play, gents?
We decided it was dangerous having you on the loose. So we come to get you.
Well, that's going to be harder than you figured on.
No, it's going to be easy. Let him have it, Shorty.
Will you suck?
Nice work, Shorty. Now grab his feet. We got to get him out of sight before Hickok finds out he's missing.
Bill, this waiting's giving me the willies.
I don't exactly like it myself, Jingles.
But what's it getting us?
Just this. So far, Monty Dixon's operated just inside the law. He's been right careful not to make a slip.
Yeah, I know that.
Now he's got bigger plans. The law's in his way.
Meaning us, of course.
That's right. And your Uncle Pete made him mad enough this morning for him to overplay his hand. So we just wait.
Say, come to think of it, I ain't heard nothing out of Uncle Pete since Cindy Lou went over there.
Might take a look, Jingles.
Yeah, no telling what he's up to.
If Cindy's still over there, send her home, partner. We don't want her to get hurt.
Well, I don't see hiding her hair, either one of them, Bill. Uncle Pete! Uncle Pete! Now, doggone it, where'd he get to? Bill, he's gone. There ain't a sign of him or Cindy around that office or down the street.
Buckle on your gun belt, partner, and let's go.
Now you're talking, Bill. We going after that Dixon?
We're going to look for your Uncle Pete, Jingles.
No, and if we just happen to run into Monty Dixon on the way, it might lead to something, huh?
It just might at that. Let's take the middle of the street, Jingles.
Uh-oh. Now I know you're looking for trouble, Bill Hickok. Anytime you walk straight down the middle of the street, it's a sure sign.
Dixon's got a gang, partner, and they might just be hiding around some of these corners.
Yeah, I'll set the bushwhack up. Bill, you notice there ain't a soul in sight on this street besides us?
They must have heard about Dixon's threat for a showdown.
Yeah, and still no sign of Uncle Pete. I'm going to try calling him out. Uncle Pete! Hey, Uncle Pete! If you're inside any place, come outside. Bill, that wasn't him that answered, was it?
No, Jingles. That was Joker down at the livery stable.
I thought I recognized that voice. Reckon my voice carried that far?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Then if Uncle Pete was here in town, he could have heard me, huh?
I'd say if he was in the country, he'd have heard you, Jingles.
Then doggone it, why didn't he answer me?
Maybe he couldn't, partner.
Jingles!
Bill, that's Cindy.
Yeah, but I don't see her.
Here I am, Jingles, behind the rain barrel.
Now, what on earth are you doing there?
Hiding. Isn't everybody playing hide and seek?
Not quite, Cindy. Now, you better run on home.
Oh, everybody wants to send me home all the time. Uncle Pete tried to, but I came back just in time to see him going there. He was arm in arm with Monty Dixon.
Go in where, Cindy?
In that big red and gold door across the street.
Bill, that's Monty Dixon's gambling place.
Yeah, partner. Now, thanks, Cindy, but you're going home for sure this time. Come on, Jingles.
You said it, Bill. Now we got a reason to go after Dixon.
This may not be easy, partner.
I don't figure it would be.
Jingles are waiting for us.
Bushwhackers hiding all around us.
It'll be safer inside.
Stand back, Bill. Let me have that door.
Hey, there's Dixon.
Yeah, Hickok, can you just bust it into your grave?
Down, Jingles!
Got my guns. Blast him, boys!
Now I reckon they got more sense than that, Dixon.
Yeah, Monty, the first one that moves writes his own ticket.
Yeah, you meddling saddle tramp. You don't hold all the cards yet.
Bill, I think he's got Uncle Pete.
Yeah, I've got him. And if I don't go free from here, he's a dead duck.
Sounds like he's not dead yet. Getting covered, Jingles. I'll check this back office.
Oh, no, you don't, Hickok.
Billy's coming for you!
So I was right, huh, Monty?
The rest of you monkeys stand hitched now.
You ain't gonna live to get in there, lawman.
I got it figured another way, Monty. Now I'll get this door open. All right, Uncle Pete. Take it easy. I'll get you loose.
See you in there, Bill.
Yeah, Jingles and mad as a hornet. All right. There you go, Uncle Pete.
You're darn tootin' our man. Them salamanders jumped me from behind or they never took me.
Don't worry about them. We've got a few more to round up, Uncle Pete, but we've got the big fish right here.
Yeah, and I reckon that ought to make you happy enough to jump right on the next stage and head back to Texas.
Don't you believe it, son. You couldn't have done this without me smoking them varmints out of that hollow stump.
He's right about that, Jingles.
I don't want Uncle Pete to go back to Texas either.
Cindy, where'd you come from?
I got tired of playing hide-and-seek all by myself, Jingles. You can let Uncle Pete stay.
Well, come to think of it, I guess I'll have to. I almost forgot he still owes me $10.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, why don't you tell our young friends about our next exciting adventure?
Well, Guy, Jingles and Wild Bill find themselves riding through dangerous rapids in danger down the river.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Say, Wranglers, want packs of fun at breakfast? Then ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack with 10 generous servings of your favorite oven-fresh Kellogg cereals. Snap, crackle, pop. Yep, there's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Sugar Frosted Flakes, too, and other delicious Kellogg cereals. 10 packs in all, so you can pick and choose whatever you have your mouth set for. In fact, Rangers, pack off now and ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack for packs of fun at breakfast. Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Issa Ashdown, Leo Curley, and Clayton Post. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!